The following is a presentation of Real Racing USA. Welcome back to Real Racing USA Live on Tuesday night.
Right here. Here we are. And we got the man on the phone, the wild child. You there, Doug? Hello, Doug. Doug can't hear me.
Yes.
Yeah,
Doug. You there, Doug?
Yes, I am.
All right. Can you hear me all right?
Hello?
Hello.
Hello, Doug.
Hello. How's it going?
It's going pretty good, man.
Can you hear me, Doug?
Yes, I can.
All right, man. Big weekend up there at Citrus County this past weekend. A little bit of controversy. Give us a little rundown of what happened from your perspective.
Our race director saw some bumping and banging between two cars, and when they finally, yeah.
Go ahead.
Hello?
Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead, Doug.
Oh, when the caution came out because one of them spun the other out, he decided to place them both in the infield for rough driving. When the race resumed, another incident happened, and he decided that the person that caused the incident was also accused of and found of rough driving, so he also was put into the infield.
So now I watched the tape of that race, and I've seen, you know, my share of TBRA races. In my memory, this is the first time that I ever recall, besides the time with the Rudemans, this happening.
Yep. it doesn't happen that much. It does happen when you're doing between 10 and 12 second laps. Tempers flare when you think someone did you wrong, and you'll do something you're not really thinking with a straight head, and it just got to a point of where the race director decided that was enough is enough, and he set him down.
So now, did this come about by, was there complaints going up to this event?
Not really. There was a lot of observation as far as there being a lot of bumping and banging of wheels, but there wasn't any real, oh, you have to watch this one or watch that one. We think something's going to happen. It was just that night, that's what happened, and that's what was called, and you have to move on.
That track's a little, that track's racy anyway, isn't it, that at Citrus?
Very, very. I mean, you're turning anywhere from, like I said, 10 to 12 second laps. That's a lot. That's fast.
Yeah, and you know, like I said, I was watching the video of it, and they were going like three wide sometimes on that racetrack, and that's pretty tense racing right there.
Yes, yes, it is. Part of it, I think, had to do with the people involved, plus also that being that fast and that style racetrack at Citrus. There's always usually a lot of bumping and banging at that track.
Now,
As there is with every class that races
right
there.
But, you know, you compare the TBRA with, say, the open wheel modifieds or late models, the speed is just so much faster, and with the wheels just sticking out there in the air, I mean, so much can happen so fast. Sometimes you just got to take control, don't you?
Right, exactly. And that's what our race director did. He just saw that it was getting out of hand, and he got a hold of the situation and stopped it. I'm sure that a lot of fans aren't happy with it, but you have to realize that you got a 12-second lap, 10-second lap, and you've got maybe a split second to make a decision on what you saw. And you're not always going to be the most popular person out there by making a call. And hopefully what happens is that the rest of the racers realize that incidents like these aren't going to be tolerated, and that we want fun, clean, fast racing.
Well, the TBRA is definitely, you know, the best touring class, bar none, in the state of Florida. And you got to keep stuff like that under control, even if it's your superstars out there.
Exactly. Exactly. Like I said, there may be some fans that aren't really happy with it, but they have to realize that we don't necessarily, me or the race director, we don't like having to set people down. We're not trying to be the bad people. We're just trying to keep it so that they have a clean, safe environment to race in and that everybody's treated equally.
Yeah, well, there's no doubt, you know, in a state that is known, I probably have more traveling series and touring series in Florida than any state in the country, and there's no question about that. And the TBRA has been at the top of that heap. And your next event's coming up at DeSoto Super Speedway at the end of the month, September 29th, and that's a special race, I understand.
Yes, it's a 50-lap race in honor of Frank Riddle, who was one of the founders of the TBRA when it first started up way back in the 70s.
When's the last time TBRA ran a 50-lap race, Doug?
As far as I know, since I've flagged, never.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
What?
I think the most we've ever run that I know of is 35 laps. Very interesting.
What's your opinion of this race, the 50-lapper? I mean, do you think there's going to be a lot of attrition, or do you think these guys are going to be up for it?
I think they're going to be up for it. I think that they're smart. I mean, all told, all our drivers, from Wendy to Dave to even the Rudiments, they know how to save their equipment. Some of the rookies might go out and burn tires off in a 25, 30 lap, because to them it's just a sprint. But this 50 lapper is going to take a lot of thinking as far as, do you run out fast and hide, or do you pace yourself and let everybody else burn their tires off? Or if you do that, do the front runners just run away from you? It's going to be a very interesting race.
Well, you can't really run away and hide, because the caution puts you right back all in the same plane, right?
But when you can do 30 laps in what, Rick, 10 minutes?
Well, we did.
Not long.
It was less than 10 minutes. It was a quick one.
Right. So, I mean, like I said, if they're all trying to lead the first lap, then yeah, we may have a few cautions. If it just stays green to checkered, I'm not surprised if under 12 minutes to run 50 laps.
Actually, Doug, that race this year that we went green to checkers was just at 7 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah, I just remembered that.
So you figure another 20 laps, if we don't have any cautions, I would say 12, 15 minutes tops.
And it could happen.
Well, we really appreciate you coming on and sharing your point of view about what happened up there at Citrus County Speedway. Anytime, obviously, when you get your top guns disqualified in a race, there's going to be some upset fans and people and competitors. I mean, that just goes with it. We really appreciate you talking with us about it.
Hey, no problem. I did read online, I can't remember who it was, it might have been a Hod fan, about with the Rudiments.
That was Tripper, yeah.
From our understanding, the reason the Rudiments haven't been running with us as much as they normally do is that Pookie is really trying to become a USAC star.
That's a fact.
Excuse me?
Yeah, that's a fact, because when we had them on the show about a month or so ago,
the Rudiment night,
Pookie was actually leading the USAC points at that time.
Yeah, and so it's kind of hard with the same thing if they stop and think that when Dave Steele was chasing the USAC, he didn't really have a lot of time to come run with us every weekend. So it isn't so much that they're run off or they don't want to come run with us, that they're really trying to have Pookie become an established USAC star. And I don't have any problems with that. It's just that's where they're where they're going right now and using TBRA to get to that is a very fine thing to do.
Yeah, right. And you can go back and listen to that Rudiment show, and that none of them had anything bad to say about the TBRA, and had a lot of positive things about racing with the TBRA.
If you go into the Real Racing USA section of the site there, the archives, you can listen to the entire show, and they had nothing but positive to say about TBRA and why, and went into detail about why they weren't running now, just as you just said.
Right, right. But, you know, you're going to have a lot of fans that are they think that one thing and not really sure, and that's another thing. I appreciate that you would call me to ask what exactly happened, and sometimes, like I said, you don't necessarily want to set down your stars, but sometimes you have to set an example so that it doesn't get carried away.
Right. Well, you know, you've had other media sources out there with their opinions on what happened, and this one's opinion and message board opinions. Might as well get it right straight from the stores, right from the flag stand, right, Doug?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, we checked with your boss, too. Just happened to check with your boss out there, and he's out there soaking up the, Nevada sun. And, you know, his comments on it were, you know, hey, you can't please them all.
No. I mean, we try. I look at the TBRA as one big family, and you're going to have internal family squabbles, and you're going to have it where not everybody can come to the table and get the biggest part of the dinner. I mean, everybody's going to get a little piece, but not everybody's going to get the big piece. And you'll have tempers, and you'll have this and that. And one of the things I enjoy about the TBRA is it has that family atmosphere. And they'll be mad at you today, or I'll be mad at somebody today, but by next weekend it's done and over with, move on, and go to the next race.
All right, Doug, well, thanks a lot for spending some time with us. Thanks for clearing that up with us, and I'm looking forward to seeing you September 29th out at DeSoto Super Speedway.
All righty.
See you, Doug.
All right.
All right, there you have it.
There you go. Now, go ahead and post what you want. But that's straight from the flag stand. You can't beat that. Of course, that was Doug Dunham, the wild child from TBRA. Now, you know, I stood in the flag stand with that guy one time. Thought, you know, Rick's going to get some balls, go up there in the flag stand and announce a race from the flag stand. And never again. No. That's not
pretty wild, huh?
That's crazy stuff.
Yeah,
up there.
I know it's a place I don't want to be.
Well, you wouldn't go up there for a dang Magic Four race.